and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bruvs. I'm ye old Ronnie, and guess who I'm with? Ye old gorgeous, ye old hotness, ye old thinness, ye old half hairness, Ben Mandelka. Hello, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good, babe. How's it going today? What's new in your world?
Oh, you know, I learned that there's a bomb cyclone heading for California, which is very exciting. Makes for rough seas if anyone happens to be on a boat.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know bomb cyclones were even a thing until our new New Jersey show got canceled when we were there a couple years ago. So there you go. You know what?
Yeah.
Last year, I guess.
Last year.
Yeah, so feels I didn't like know that was a thing. Ago. I felt like it was a new thing that people are trying to torture us with, because people have to come up with new words for everything, okay? But you know what? Turns out it's the thing, and it's on its way to Los Angeles. Everybody hide. We're all going to die, okay?
A bomb cyclone coming for Los Angeles. Is it called bros?
A bomb cyclone, or as we like to call it, a gill clone.
Bomb cyclone was like, as we like to call it, Gail and Nilu doing the Charleston. Bless their hearts.
Oh, everybody, our Cheetah Brand tour has been announced, okay? We're so excited to go back on tour. You can get your tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. Big thing out of there is the Golden Crappies, our annual award show. It's very glamorous. And this year, it's in Los Angeles and California on the 24th of February at the Wiltern Theater, which is enormous. We're so scared. So please go buy tickets, okay? I'm not ashamed to tell you how scared I am of that. Go buy tickets. Also, we're going to be in Austin, Dallas, Phoenix, Charlotte, Atlanta, Denver, Salt Lake City, Seattle, San Francisco, Toronto, Philadelphia, New York City, get a rope, and Washington, D.C. Go get your tickets. They go on sale Thursday, January 5th, 10 p.m. Local time is the presale.
A.M.
Sorry. That's your local time. And the presale code is Crappens2023. You've got insider information. And they go on regular sale the day after, which is Friday, January 6th, Jen Shaw sentencing day. Day that we all, you know, got some laptops from Nancy Pelosi over at the Capitol. Lots of good stuff happened on that day. It's my sister's birthday. So join us, won't you? Won't you guys? Today, guess what we're going to talk about? It's going to be pretty crazy. Below Deck
Adventure!
The most adventurous adventure show on all the adventure TV.
Very mic-heavy episode today.
Yeah.
That guy really talks. he really blossoms today, guys.
Yeah, all big right. Blossom for Mike.
Yeah, big old blossom. Anything else you want to say before we get into this, Ben?
I don't. I feel like you covered everything that was exciting for the day. It was an exciting day for us.
Yeah. Okay, so let's jump right into it, shall we? Second day of charter. Okay, it's drama music. Nathan says something smells horrible. And Mike says, it stink. And then we are in the middle.
Mike stink.
Mike smell stink. So we're in the middle of this brouhaha between Faye and Lewis. Deck versus stew. And Faye has planned this big picnic kind of a day for everybody to get together, and the people who work on the boat are going to compete against the people who are just like the dumb Americans. Okay. Which this week we've got some real, hey buddy, just what the doctor ordered, right? Hey, when are we going to fly this plane? It's like that.
Yeah.
That
we got a guy. Yeah. We got a big old Yogi Bear type guy who's the primary. Yeah. I guess because we didn't recap last week, but, here's what happened last week. These people came on board. There was chaos in the galley where Jess was like, not now, Captain. And then she was like, I feel so ashamed of myself for having spoken to the captain that way. And then, and then here we are.
Yeah, so, she got mad at the service girls also because everything was a mess as usual. And it's like, I simply cannot abide by this. And, you know, it's just breakdowns where she acts like she's going to murder someone. And then she just says things like, well, I am frustrated. And then she like puts her ankle over her head, you know, deep breathes.
Yeah. Well, she also did something incredibly, incredibly scandalous, which is that when she delivered food to the table, she said, "I actually read the preference sheet." They're like, "Oh, how dare she say that?"
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute, because they were delivering dinner. She tells them, "All right, Sydney gets the gluten-free. So-and-so is a vegetarian. Remember this." And Faye's like, "Oh, yes, 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 we'll remember it." And then they hand the food to all the wrong damn people. Okay? Yes. So Jess gets mad and makes that comment in front of everyone. And then the little shitster, Oriana's like, "She talked like that to you in front of everyone, Faye. You should not stand for that." And so she's getting Faye more worked up. And then Faye tells Jess, "I don't appreciate you talking to me like that in front of the guests. It just seems a bit inappropriate." But she's furious about it. Well, guess what, Faye? Learn your people's names and what they get. It's like the first thing in service. And you know I love me some Faye. I hope Faye's the chief stew for all eternity. I love her on every show, okay? But you're in the wrong on this one.
I love Faye also. So I wasn't really that mad about Faye, because I was so on Faye's side about the other issue of the episode, which is, like you said, it's one of these, oh, the crew and the guests are going to square off. By the way, if I'm going on a yacht, the last thing I'm doing is a field day with the crew. It's not about them being crew. I just don't want to do a field day. I'm not playing tug of war on my luxury yacht vacation. You know what I'm doing? I'm drinking cocktails and checking my email, because I love checking email, or Instagram more accurately.
Yeah, but you know what I'm doing? Calling the hotel reservation line or the front desk and saying, "Why are your pillows like this? Why?"
Yeah.
Do you think, do headless people come in here and sleep often? Because some of us have heads and we need to rest them on better pillows. Make it happen.
Yeah, I would play Catan with the crew. Like, if there's some board games and we need some people and the crew has to play board games with us, I'm down.
And I would ask for a feed of that so I could mock you from the comfort of my bed with a mediocre pillow.
I would give you that feed.
Thank you.
It's all about providing joy.
Aww.
So the point is this. They were going to paraglide. They jump, everyone jumps off the side of a mountain, which seems safe, and they land in a field, and then in the field, they're going to have food and then square off against the team. But at the same time, Lewis has sort of brought on this giant, like a obstacle course that's in the shape of an iceberg. And so Faye wants to do the field day. Lewis wants to do the obstacle course. And basically what happens is that Lewis, in a sort of passive-aggressive protest, doesn't send a single deckhand to help out with the picnic. And so the stews are doing everything, and Jess is carrying all her shit, while the deckies are on the boat, like, eating food and laughing and joking. And you know what? Lewis is on the top of my shit list.
Yeah, Lewis sucks. But then today I kind of stand up for Lewis. So, you know, these shows, that's what they do to your brain. They mush your brain up. So we're in the middle of all this. Faye has had nobody to help her, and now she's supposed to do this group field day thing, and nobody's there. And plus, Casey has left. She's taken it upon herself to go with Jess back to the boat. So Faye calls the boat. She's like, "Excuse me, we're supposed to have a team field day, but there's no team here. I'm not exactly sure what I'm supposed to do. I've worn my bright red lipstick and my hair is all quenetted. Someone get here." So Lewis is like, "Wait, I'm supposed to be there?" And she's like, "Yes. Did you not see the previous leads where you clearly agree to come on this field trip?"
And he's like, "All right, me and two lads can come over right now." And she goes, "Yes, and could you please bring Casey with you? Thank you." And Captain Carey says, "Stews and deckhands always have trouble. So if they can't work it out themselves, I'm getting involved. And if I'm getting involved all the time, I've hired the wrong people. And if I've hired the wrong people, I'm on the wrong boat. If I'm on the wrong boat, I'm in the wrong profession. If I'm in the wrong profession, well, you see where this goes.
If I'm in the wrong profession, I'm in the wrong job. If I'm in the wrong job, I'm not making money. If I'm not making money, guess what? There's not. Adventure!" So, paragliding landing site. First of all, this is terrifying. I don't know you people. You're going to just tell me to hang on a rope and jump off a mountain, and I'm supposed to trust that this balloon thing is going to pop up? No. That's not going to happen. That's insane.
It looked too crazy. Like, there's like no support going on there. And like, it was like a weird tandem where it seemed like they weren't even tandem. It was like, they just go running off this cliff. I was like, enjoy that. Enjoy that unnatural place in the world that you are, aka in the middle of the sky. With like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, enjoy death. Okay, enjoy death. And listen, we're all going to die at some point. And I always tell myself, don't be afraid. You get to go to bed. You know what I mean? So that's my advice to you, paragliders. So no one has ice and face stressing out, trying to figure out where everybody is. And so one of the guests, Tracy, picks up a megaphone and she's like, excuse me, can I get some ice, please? I think I did it, guys. I think I did. Meanwhile, Faye's going to be institutionalized. Put the fucking megaphone down. I want no more megaphones on Bravo.
So meanwhile, the deckhands, of course, they're like just penguins running into each other. And so Mike is like, Nathan, hiking boots, where mine go? Hiking boots missing.
What you doing, Nathan? And Nathan's like, getting snack and water. And Seth's like, where you guys going? You guys are going out there for a field day? Is it all the guys? And Lucy's like, everyone but you, put your head down to rest. He's like, yeah, I need to rest up. Be hot in my bed all alone. A hot alpha man who could accomplish anything. Just chilling in bed. Good night, gents.
I know. And he gets into his bed and it says 10 hours until Seth's shift. So he just gets into bed. And then meanwhile, everyone is they're trying to get there. The deck team is trying to get to the site. And Lewis is grumbly. He's like, this is such a waste of time. He's being all grumbly because he wants everyone to do his obstacle course and everything. They finally get there like an hour later, it seems like. And then it's like fun and games, you know, it's like Team USA versus Team non-USA. There's a tug of war, all that stuff.
And just what we'd love to see, you know, Team USA being like, soak it, Europe, all right? USA! USA! Give me a burger! He's got like a hat with a beer on top and a straw that comes down to his mouth. I'm like, you guys, do you have to be this mortifying every time?
I know, seriously. Meanwhile, Captain Carey's just on the boat, binoculars, looking at the shore going, oh yeah, so we've got some goats, mate. They're just hanging out, being goats. That's cool.
Doing what goats do. Being goats. So Faye's like, well, God help me, they've arrived. But we're against Team USA, built on GMOs and hormone-injected beef, and I've got a team full of hobbits. So see how that goes.
So then Jess is in the galley and she's just preparing something. She goes, I love it when I have the boat to myself with the constant chaos of the galley and work and working and living with the chief stew. I'm just not feeling like myself. So Faye being off the boat a little bit gives me space to breathe for me to make a small platter of crudités.
Finally, some time alone to boil linguine. So they start playing and Faye's like trying really hard to make her game day the funnest, or the most fun rather. So she's like jumping around saying, this is so much fun, isn't it? There's a bat. You throw the ball up, you hit the ball with the bat. It's a wonderful time. Lewis, pull it together. Could you lighten up, Lewis?
Today is family day and you should smile on family day.
You want to grab? I'll give you something to grab at, Lewis. I will pull this car over.
All right, who wants to play rounders?
Don't you mean baseball, you non-American?
Yes, yes. Okay, I'm up.
And she holds the baseball bat like a badminton racket. She just sort of stands like her whole face facing the pitcher with the bat like out to the side.
I'm ready.
And Ariana's like, why is she holding the bat like that? And main guy is like, this is fucking nuts. This is America's sport, all right? I'll throw this ball when you give me a side of freedom fries, Euro trash.
So that finishes. So Lewis like, thank God that's finished. I've got better things to do on the boat. So they all head back, and they're excited for this whole big obstacle course, you know. And of course, the primary is like, hey, Captain, we missed you today. That was absolutely ridiculous. Ah, yeah, USA! USA!
And Casey and Mike stay back to finish packing everything for the picnic. And Casey's like, hey, you want to play hide and seek in the grass? And he's like, miss it. You play. So she gets down on her hands and knees in the middle of the tall grass and starts crawling around and then jumping up and going, Marco Polo, Marco Polo.
Me, Mike O, you, Casey O.
No, it's not how that works, Mike.
Mike O.
No, Mike.
He's like, we share bunk. We cuddle, maybe no work, hot, cold. Mike play game two.
Mike play hard to get. Mike getting hard. No, wait. Mike confused. Mike makes sexual innuendo by accident.
Hey, Casey, we get on. Be done with charade. And she's like, do you mean charade? And he's like, charade. Even the caveman knows your fake ass knows how to say charades, Casey, okay?
So Oriana's like, hi, who wants an espresso martini? I'm like, if I...
Of course she's that girl. Of course. So they're unloading stuff, and Nathan's like, Casey, you look like a mom who just got kicked out of the house. Ha 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 ha. Like, wow, because she's carrying so much stuff. Like, wow, way to put it. So then the guest's like, yeah, if you guys win this one, you get 800 in cash today.
Someone's like, okay. And then meanwhile, Jess is talking about what she's going to make for dinner. She goes, I'm making pasta. I'm going to do lobster and halibut for the hell of it. Ha, 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 ha.
So Lewis comes out and he explains this golf course, obstacle course, and if you fall off the fenders, you're done. So Faye's like, it's just not doing the obstacle course, it's getting my hair wet, getting my makeup smudged. That is $800. You've got to do what you've got to do. So she is first, and they've got all these fenders set up kind of in a ramp formation, and she just runs the hell right them and scales up the side of this inflatable ice cap. And I was like, yes, I put my money on the right girl.
Yeah, that was wild, because it's sort of set up like a Wipeout, is that the name of the show, or like Splash Out or something, whatever it is. And I was like, oh, this could be bad for Faye, because you know Faye is thinking, if my hair gets wet, my hair comes down, and if my hair is down, would they ever know I'm even a stew? So,
and if I'm not there, a stew, would it even be an adventure!
Lots of existential crises on this episode so far. So then everyone basically, it's like the obstacle course, and most people are actually pretty good at it. Nathan just like speeds all the way up it and then does a crazy jump off of it. And then Faye is like,
well, I can't believe it. The hobbits actually win this one. I'm like, yes, haven't you seen The Lord of the Rings? The hobbits win.
That's how it happens. So then the captain's like, well, I'm joining for dinner tonight. Don't worry, I've mentioned it to Chef already. And then we see a clip of him going, I'm coming to dinner tomorrow night. She's like, oh, you're coming to dinner. Oh, I am. Wonderful. So then the guests get ready for dinner, and now begins the deflating of the ice cap.
Yes, that's, yeah, which is exactly as it sounds. It's watching a large inflatable toy deflate. So then while that's happening, Jess says what could very well be her Real Housewives tagline, focus, people, because she says that every episode. Like, it doesn't matter what's happening. All right, I need everyone to focus, people. I have a cheese straw that needs to be plated. Focus.
Last night was a nightmare. I'm desperate for things to go well tonight. And then we cut to the still deflating ice cap. And then Casey's like, okay, guys, when you're ready, you can make your way to the table. And so the guests go up and sit, and then we get the iceberg timer. It's like, iceberg time elapsed, 17 minutes.
We should also mention, by the way, as long as we're talking about timers, Seth has been in bed all this time. It's been now like 6 or 7 hours, and he's just been in his bedroom.
Captain America needs his rest, Ben.
Apparently he does.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial. Amazon Pickup is a convenient and secure way to collect your Amazon parcels from locations near you. Help keep gifts a surprise when you choose to pick up from an Amazon locker or counter. Parcels can be picked up on your schedule, and you can rest assured knowing that your packages are kept safe and secure. Plus, there's no additional cost to use an Amazon locker or counter. Find a convenient pickup point near your home, work, or the places you already visit. Amazon Pickup is the worry-free option for the times when home delivery isn't ideal. To find your nearest pickup location or to learn more, go to amazon.co.uk/wondery. That's amazon.co.uk/WONDERY.
So Faye goes to Jess and she's like,
Jess, Carrie's sitting down now.
She's at the table. I didn't make him food.
But he told you.
He told me yesterday, but he didn't confirm.
Well, it's confirmed he's having food.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me show my dismay. Shrug.
What will I do? I have all this extra food in a pot. How will I ever serve him?
Well, you could just use that food.
Yes, but it needs sauce. You need all of that.
And they're like, well, we can pour little bits of sauce off of that portion onto this one.
I see. I just am so desperate for a proper serving of sauce on each one of these. But tonight, it shall not be.
I can't work like this. So then the iceberg still being deflated. And Lewis is like, well, I don't know what to do. It's too big for the lads. We'll have to put it in the tender. So then Carrie is doing that fantastic. I don't know why people ask to sit with the captains. Like, is it ever really fun? I don't think it's ever been fun. I mean, Captain Sandy at least pulls some Cirque du Soleil, Saddam Hussein, you know, running from pirate shit out of her ass. But these other ones, Captain Carrie's like, listen to the hardest part of anchoring here. We can't do it because we've got deep water here. And in deep water, the anchor won't reach. And they're just staring at him like,
Wow.
Were there any boobs? Do you see a lot of boobs on deck, huh?
You ever see, ever go to the carnival arcade and get on one of those machines with a claw and try to pick up a stuffed animal? Well, imagine the claw is your anchor and the stuffed animal is the piece of land you can put the anchor. Yeah, think about that for a second now. Now we're talking about adventure.
Now tell me this, when everyone's off the boat, you're just standing here alone looking at the majestic landscape we've been gifted by God. And you see a goat. What do you think the goat's doing?
I don't fucking know.
What goats do, mate? What goats do?
So, Seth's still asleep. Still asleep 4 hours until his shift. So it's been 6 hours that he's been asleep. And then Jess comes out and she's like,
to start this evening, you have homemade linguine with lobster. Enjoy.
Iceberg breakdown, 1 hour, 10 minutes. So the guys are like, oh yeah, we are gamblers. Me and him, we gamble on which way the sun comes up in the morning. That's what kind of guys we are. The gambling kind.
All right, well, I thought I would bore you guys to tears with my goat commentary, but it looks like it goes the other way around. Congratulations.
So the iceberg breakdown, 1 hour and 27 minutes. So Nathan's like, okay, let's do my way because I'm like 2 steps ahead. It's like a Bill Gates thing I've got. I'm like Bill Gates. You're folding up a fucking deflatable iceberg, sir. You're no Bill Gates.
I'm about to say, Bill Gates, famous for his work in folding inflatable objects.
Famous deck mopper, Bill Gates.
Famous pool boy, Bill Gates.
Yeah.
So
next delivery. So Jess kind of messes up a dish, and Faye in front of her goes,
Ariana, don't give the primary that one. Oh, I don't mean it's bad. It's just not as good as the others.
And Jess just gives this look like, die, woman.
Well, you're the one who's serving hobbit food.
So iceberg breakdown has now reached the 2 hour mark. And Casey needs help down in the bedrooms because they're not going to be done in time because everyone's eating quickly, I guess. So she needs Oriana's help, but Oriana's serving, and then Faye, like, they're stretched thin, so Faye is radioing for someone to come help. So
anyone, exterior crew, we're desperate for help. Desperate.
How dare you use the word desperate? That's my word. You shall not say desperate while I'm on board.
Okay, but either way, we are in terrible need of some help. Can someone please help? Lewis, please.
Everyone, please. We're basically Lewis's haircut over here. Desperate for help. Someone, please.
And we see towels all over the ground. And so everybody's running around. And Lewis is like, I'm sorry, Faye, but we're still putting up the obstacle course. And she's like,
how many duckies does it take to fold an iceberg?
Which is true. But I don't think there's been a service yet where Faye has been able to get through it with just her staff, which we don't normally see on these shows. You know, you see the deck crew helping out a little bit, but not every time.
True, although he has a literal whole other person on his crew who has just been in bed for 10 hours. And like, true. I understand that the guy needs sleep and he also just flew into Norway. I get all of that. But also, he is in that room for 10 hours doing nothing while, like, the most chaotic parts of the charter are happening.
And those yokels are taking 2 hours to deflate a fucking iceberg. Come on.
I know. Just set it adrift and hope it floats back to whoever rented it out to them in the first place.
So Faye goes down to the galley and just asks if everything is okay. And she's like, well, if the boys would pull their finger out of their asses and help us, it wouldn't be like this. Iceberg breakdown. 2 hours and 17 minutes.
By the way, we should also, when we say iceberg breakdown, we're of course talking about an emotional breakdown. I think it's very important to underline that. You know, the iceberg is like, it's like I'm an iceberg every day and like no one ever asks how I feel. I'm just out here. People climb all over me. But you know what? It's like, what am I? No one says thank you. Well, you know what? I can't deal with this anymore. I don't want to be an iceberg anymore. I want to be a doctor. Why can't I be a doctor?
And Faye tells us she loves Lewis as a person, but not as a bosun. And then we see Seth waking up 2 hours before his shift. And Carrie, basically, you know, everybody's like switching around, getting ready for bed. And the iceberg is still not put away. And Lewis goes, well, I hate to leave you guys, but my shift finished 2 hours ago. Good night. I was like, really? You can't leave. You're the boss. You can't leave them with this. You don't even know how you're going to put it away.
Yeah. And by the way, Seth did not wake up 2 hours before his shift. I think that was Lewis. I think because Seth wakes up at 1:49 a.m. and I guarantee they were not folding that at 1:49 a.m. So I'm only saying that not to correct you, but to highlight how much time Seth spent in his room.
Yeah, he slept a long time. Or I wrote it down wrong. You know, that's the more possible.
No, but I'm saying I'm not doing this to call you out for that. I'm doing it because it's like I feel like it almost makes – I don't like – Seth getting credit for being awake for 2 hours that he was not awake and not helping. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So Carrie hugs the guest good night. Lewis goes to bed, which I can't believe. And Mike's like, oh, this like Titanic. Near
iceberg.
Iceberg. Winslet.
Wherever.
Leo.
Wherever.
So Faye's like, well, thank God they went to bed. I'm exhausted. So now it's 1:49 a.m. and Seth is in the mess. And Mike's like, this hard day, you fold towels? He's like, yeah, I can fold towels. You roll towels? He goes, yeah, I can probably roll towels better than everybody on this fucking boat. Shut up, Seth. My God. You're such an asshole. What a douchebag this fucking guy is. And I'm glad his ass is handed to him in this episode.
Are you really going to measure your dick by how well you can roll a towel, for crying out loud?
This guy's such a dick. I could even do their jobs. So Mike's like, whoa, slow towel roll, buddy.
Seth is like, yeah, the night shift sucks. All shifts suck. And he's like, yeah, I'm just mentally struggling. Ooh. Oh, sorry, I was about to do a Mike thing, and I realized it wasn't Mike's line. But Mike probably went, ooh.
Seth is like, it's a sign of terrible management that the most experienced guy is the one on night shift. I mean, is Lewis threatened by me? Because my experience towers over Lewis.
Your experience sleeping? Because that's all we've seen you do so far.
This is also like busboys fighting. You know what I mean? Like, what's the end goal? What, you're being a dick for what? What do you win? You know? It's like his own Game of Thrones. Little idiot.
Yeah, you haven't been on the boat long enough to come. I actually believe that Lewis is a terrible bosun. Like, I actually agree with everything Seth is saying, but you're coming on too hot. Like, you gotta be mismanaged before you complain about the mismanagement. Okay. You've been asleep, which I guess is mismanagement in and of itself, but still.
So we see him doing his nightly duties alone on deck, walking around, like doing some cleaning, then doing push-ups. Then he'll like put a cover on furniture, and then he does like the bicycle on a chair.
Yeah.
So alpha, bro.
Good job.
He's alpha. Like, guess what I hate? Lewis and seed oils.
So now it's 7 a.m. It's breakfast. Anchor's coming up. Anchor in the pocket. And people are ordering Eggs Benedict. And one lady orders her Eggs Benedict with arugula. And then it arrives. And the primary goes, hey, there's your arugula. Arugula in the house. I was like,
yeah, they really made a story out of this arugula. She's like, yeah, I'll have Eggs Benedict, but with arugula.
Oh, she'll have Eggs Benedict, but with arugula. I've brought your Eggs Benedict with arugula. There's your arugula. Holy shit, is that arugula? Is that Rocket? Lettuce.
I've burned my hand on the arugula, but I must power through.
So everybody has to pack or whatever. And I thought it was so funny that they're docking in Brosundet Marina, because that's where the brosif, Seth, is going to try and take down Lewis.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
So they're coming in. Seth's on the bow. He's going to they're docking, and he's like, all right, the wind's coming directly from this direction. And Lewis is like, I think Seth said the wind is coming in his direction. And then Carrie is like, you know what? When it comes to docking, there's some unknowns with Seth because he's new to the boat. But after communication issues last time, everybody needs to be on point. Furthermore, I love my surfer goat. God, those goats are wonderful. Did you guys see them? You'll see them on the side there doing what goats do best, being a goat.
And so one of the guests like, oh my God, he's going sideways. He's going sideways. We're going to crash. Oh my God, look how close he is now. This is literally nuts. Don, don, don. And they make it. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Parallel parking that boat. I do feel bad for Carrie. That is a tight spot. I mean, I can't even parallel park. How does one parallel park a boat, especially in a tiny little Norwegian fishing marina that does not clearly not meant for yachts?
Literally, don't care.
It's an adventure for someone. That was the goats. That was the goats on the side. You know, one goat was like, there's a yacht. What's a yacht doing in here? And the other one's like, literally, don't care. Bah.
So Gary's like, oh, wow. Wow, Seth did a great job. It's great having someone experienced like Seth. And Faye's like, ladies, let's look our best for guest departures. They're like, what shade red are you going to wear? The reddest available. Well, I love the running storyline of red lipstick for goodbyes. It kills me.
Gotta put on a red lip, you know?
So it's goodbye, goodbye. Here's your tip in an envelope, all that stuff. And then followed by cleaning. And now it's time for the tip meeting. So Carrie's like, off the bat, I want to welcome Seth aboard. First trip, mate. Really happy with how you're assimilating amongst your sheets and pillows. I can see you're a very valuable asset for the Casper company that wants to see how their mattresses feel. So congratulations.
If any papers need a wait, I know who to call.
And Faye's like, well, I'd like to say, when we do picnics, we need more manpower. There weren't enough hands helping. Helping hands help together. Holding hands help. Hands. No one else is in red lipstick, which is also something we need to discuss.
And Lewis is like, I think it's a slap in the face at this moment. I mean, we just finished. We're trying to relax, to criticize. So just shut up. Like, well, I actually think it was oddly enough appropriate, because if she just said it to Lewis, he would just nod his head like usual and then ignore her. Obviously, the only way people get things done with Lewis is that they go above his head or make a public display of something.
Yeah, just this guy. Also, this is literally the place where you criticize.
It's a team meeting. It's a team meeting.
It's notes at the end of the day. So Oriana's like,
we have like another hour and a half of work. So if you can help, that would be great.
And Seth's like, I can help. I'll be there. I'll be the fastest fucking helper you've ever seen. These rooms will sparkle like the top of the Cressa building.
Oriana's like, great, that's not even the tallest building in New York City, but good for you. I don't think calling out the deck team in front of everyone during a tip meeting is like going to be effective. I think that we have to like raise people up. Like literally, I brought stilts for everyone. So if you want to just try one on, see how you do. Okay, I'll give you tips.
I'm going to ride Seth's shoulders because he's tall.
So then Lewis is all furious, but they get a 20 grand tip. And Carrie's like, and best for last, I arranged a day off tomorrow where you go on your own. Anyone?
It's going to be a trip to a resort where we can drink cocktails all day and relax and just finally unwind.
Adventure!
Everyone's like, oh.
Yeah. And Seth's like, that's awesome because I'm an adrenaline junkie. Dare me to do something. Dare me. Hey, take me to Mars. No, I don't want to talk about that. Producer's like, you want to go to Mars? Yeah, it's one of my dreams. To captain a spaceship to Mars. It's going to happen. It's going to happen, guys.
Hey, I have, so for Mr. Adrenaline Junkie, I have a dare. Okay, I have a dare for something you can do. Wake up.
Get out of bed.
Get out of bed. Feel the adrenaline rush of opening your eyes and helping out on the boat.
So they clean, and Lewis and Mike are in their bedroom, and Lewis is like, how would you fancy a walk in the park? Fancy? You talk weenie. You weenie. Fancy. I man walk. You fancy. You weenie.
Me Marco Polo. So then Seth FaceTimes his parents, who are like clearly, I don't know, they're like at like the Disney World Resort in Hawaii or something, and she's like, hey, what's going on? So there's some people on this boat I'm not so sure about. It sucks coming in as a deckhand when I'm actually a captain. They're like, listen, this 2-for-1 happy hour over at the Goofy's Guadalupe Cantina over there. So can you hurry this conversation up, sweetie?
I think that he clearly got this stuff from his parents, because he's like, yeah, it sucks coming in as a deckhand. It's been humbling. And his dad goes, don't forget, you were a captain. He's like, yeah, Dad, I won't let anybody forget. I'm Captain Stud. I can do anything, Dad. We're winners. And that we're winners, I was like, oh, my God, this fucking family. You know, this is the most obnoxious family on the block. Like, anytime anybody gets together to play anything, the dad's like, don't you forget, you little fuck. We're winners.
All right. Now hand me that marker. We're playing Pictionary. You know, like, it's like it's a sunrise. Dad, it's a sun. It's a sun. It's a person with hair that's sticking out the side of their face. No, it's a light. It's a light. It's a headlamp. It's a headlamp.
I don't even know why they call this Family Day, because I got no family. Dad, come back. Come back, Dad.
A real son would have guessed that my picture was obviously a picture of a harp. Oh, so close, Dad.
So Mike and Lewis have their walk, and Lewis is like, how would you like to go to the ice cream purveyor?
Fancy! Me like cream, me like ice.
But I like Mike, he's my bookmaker, innie. And Mike's like, you think Oriana? And Lewis is like, well, I'm very work-focused. I don't think about Oriana at all, actually. But I do like her. I hope she feels the same about me. What about you and Casey? She gives me funny looks sometimes. And I'm like, what? And he goes, she intense. Me, Casey, work out? Why no? What worst can happen?
Mike need love, too.
So... Mike play game.
Mike hard get. Mike want found.
So
have you just ripped the head off of that rat with your mouth?
Eat ice cream.
No, it's a rat. The ice cream's the thing in your hand.
Oh, fancy.
Marco.
No, that's not how you play the game, Mike. Keep working at it.
Marco.
Fancy.
Marco.
Fancy.
Okay, Mike. The key is that when I say Marco, you're supposed to say Polo. You're not supposed to pick up a rat and bite its head off, although I'm sure that the town appreciates you taking care of the vermin population.
So Faye sees Seth and they're stripping the bed, and she's like, Casey, look in there. Seth is stripping the beds. Well, I can read men. He wants in my knickers. That's where he wants to be.
I don't think he realized you were even there watching, but that's okay. I think he was just doing it because he's like, he's militaristic a little
bit. He just likes beds.
Must have clean beds.
Even when he's not around, even when he's not in a bed, he wants to be around one.
Listen, he knows he's going to be sleeping in each and one of those beds, so he wants to make it as clean as possible, okay?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Lewis is talking to Seth, talking about Seth and how Seth likes to advertise his like experience. It's like, you know, that stunk him, you know, it made him look a little bit insecure. I think I've got to be careful with Seth. And it's like, oh, Lewis, you're being ridiculous. And then cut to Seth walking into Captain Carey's office being like, hey, so how's Lewis doing on deck? It's a sincere question because I really slept through most of my shift, so I really have no idea.
Well, to be fair, I can't see much past his bangs when he's standing in front of the window, but I think fine. What do you mean? Well, from what I've seen, I mean, he can do it, but I think it can be done at a much higher level. I bring a lot to the table. I can definitely run us to the finish line at a way higher level. Excuse you? Get the fuck out of here. He should have been fired right there. Who fucking does that? That is the snakiest, lowest shit I've seen in a long time on this show.
It is so snake. And the thing is this, I believe him. Like, but sir, you just have to like sit back and let Lewis be the disaster that he is. But by him doing this, it is so snaky and so shitty. Like, wow. Like, this was his to take. I firmly believe he just two charters.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it because I find that people who are like this, who are constantly insisting how great they are, always suck. Always. Every single time. The higher they talk about themselves, the more they suck. So I'm hoping that he has a huge fail and it's embarrassed on national TV. It's my personal wish for myself.
I want that too. But I personally thought, based on his resume and everything, and based on Lewis being relatively inept, that like all he had to do was like sit back for a few charters and then it would just have worked out. But the fact that he's like so aggressive about that on the surprisingly cutthroat season, I mean, you got Oriana, you got Lewis playing his game. They're all like trying to climb up their own inflatable iceberg. And it's just like, dude, you got to chill out. Like, you've shown your true colors and they're terrible.
Well, that's not cool. And I love that Carrie did not get away with it at all, because I feel like that alpha shit works on other guys. You know, they're like, yeah, oh my God, he's the most confident. And if he's coming after his job, maybe he'll try coming after mine if I don't give him what he wants. Because you know that's what Seth's going to start doing. Like, well, I was a captain. I would not run shit like this if I was the captain. This would not be happening. You know, that's what guys like that do. So Carrie is like, well, I brought you in as a dickhead and you're going to fulfill your duties as a dickhead. If I establish that there's a better guy for the job, I'll make that decision. He's like, okay. All right. That approach usually works. So he was like, you know, making quarter pounders a month ago. You know it. Like, this guy just has the confidence to rise him up.
It's a little odd. I mean, you took a job as a deckhand, so it's a little odd the way he's going about it. Anyway, meanwhile, Casey's talking to Mike, and she's like, your eyebrows are going gray. He goes,
Mike stressed. Mike eat too much rat cream.
Still think work harder, deckhand. And Seth's like, oh, don't fight with him, bro. You're never going to win that battle. And Mike's like, I like container. Container don't talk. And Casey's just giving him this look like, oh, God, I hate him. She's like, I enjoy Mike. He's funny. But I kind of wish he was like on a container ship right now. Like, just be as quiet as possible.
Marco!
Not now.
So then Lewis and Oriana get into bed together. More like Oriana gets into Lewis's bed and they start making out. And now it's the morning. And They have to wake up. I would be so mad having to wake up and be ready at 8 a.m. for the adventure that's planned on my day off. I would be furious. So they go and they hop on a boat called a Fjord Explorer, which I kind of laughed at that pun. And then Oriana is like, guys, I'm fine with any adventure, but I just don't like any heights. Okay.
Excuse me, Missy, but that's going to be my storyline for today. So try something else.
I'm just a girl trying to hold on to a rope.
And I like Jess. She's like, I haven't worn a backpack since nursery school. I love Jess the badass just walking through high school carrying like every single book. No, please. Nothing to carry these books. I shall have these tomes in my arms, and the muscles gained from them will remind me of the strength my mind is gaining.
The struggle is my destiny.
Book number one, Fettuccine.
So then Nathan, they're on the boat, and Nathan's breathing in the air, and he's like, in Norway, the air is so clean. Like, imagine you have this nice fluffy pillow that you would love to smell every time you lay your head on it. Just imagine a whole country, Hey, Seth, what are you doing? You said there was a fluffy pillow in here. You're laying your head on my metaphor.
It's so fresh. So Oriana's like sleeping on Lewis's lap and Faye's just staring at them. And she's like,
I think Oriana's lonely. I don't think she looks at him and wants to rip his clothes off, shall we say?
And then they arrive and she's still just staring at them like,
gross. Disgusting.
Yeah. It's just like, to be fair, I don't know too many people that want to rip off the clothes off Lewis, but that's mainly because of the hair. So
there's no nude shots of Barney Rubble, and there's a reason for that.
I mean, even if you go onto Google Images and do a search for Barney Rubble cartoon porn, no one's even tried it. It's just not there.
The only cartoon penis on Pornhub that's been blocked with a black bar.
You know, wanting to rip the clothes off of Lewis is like taking a band-aid off your thumb. It's just not a particularly exciting experience.
Unpacking chicken breasts.
You do have to wash your hands afterwards.
So they go ziplining, and they have to put on all this gear, and Faye's like, don't burst my boob. They're inflatable. And it's ziplining time. They get some teachers, and she does the whole thing the whole way. Like,
I can't believe it. I'm climbing. I would never climb. My hair. My makeup.
Yeah, and they get to this one part, and the guy is like, welcome to Good Bronstrovitz of Lugenflagen, 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 which, of course, is Norwegian for hillside.
Oh, wonderful.
Jessica says, I definitely have the need for speed. I grew up driving motorbikes. I'll take this stress over the stress the girls give me any day.
Do you know how difficult it was driving that motorbike to school at 9 years old, balancing all my books in my right hand and steering
a wooden spoon in the other?
Using my tippy toes to steer the bike. It's unbridled power in my loins. Memories seared into my chest.
I definitely have the need for speed. So Faye's freaking out. Like, I can't. And everyone's like, you can do it, Faye. Faye, you can do it. And Mike goes, you fall, you die.
Oh, thank you very much, Caveman Mike. Good Lord.
Yeah. So they all, like, take the plunge into the water. It's like, okay, Mike, you can do it now.
What?
Marco.
Huh?
Mike, we're in the water. This is... Marco.
Huh?
Fancy. So then Nathan gets in and he goes, oh, this water, it tastes so fresh. It's like, what? This poor guy. Everything's fresh. He loves his freshness, this guy.
He loves freshness, and he's always cold, I've noticed. So then Faye's like,
well, you know, every now and then you have to do something that scares you. Like, you know, talking to Mike. I'm pretty shocked. I've done nothing but nag these people all season. Here they are supporting me. I love that. I'm going to love it. Oh, let's see. I've got 20 more minutes of loving it before I decide I don't love it anymore.
So back on the boat, there's a card from Carrie written like a 2-year-old. I mean, wow. You know, sometimes it's okay to ask a PA to write these things down. Like, I'm not expecting a letter from the first lady, but Jesus, Carrie, he's like, you're the boss Yaku I'm gonna have. Like, it had an accent. It was so bad.
See, what you do is you download some of those fonts that look like handwriting, and that way no one will ever know. And you print
it out. The Marie font.
Even Comic Sans at this point. So I set up this spread, and so Lewis is like, come on, guys. He's like in a musical. He's like, come on, put on a shirt, man. There's a real smart spread upstairs. Everyone, put on a shirt. Put on a nice shirt, everyone.
And Seth's like, hey, Faye, can I take you out to dinner? She's like, of course. I've never been inside of a mattress showroom before. I can't wait.
So they all like arrive upstairs like they're on Love Island, you know, like arriving 2 by 2. And they're all sitting there. And of course, Maya is like, me burp, me indigestion.
Well, I'd like to say, at every crew meal, we should be thankful for something. So I'll start. I want to thank you all for getting me through it. I saw how much you cared for me today, and each other, and red lipstick. Oriana, don't think I didn't notice.
And Lewis is like...
I'd also like to say a thank you in advance for agreeing to clean the galley, which you most all certainly will agree to. So I look forward to a very clean galley later this evening. Thank you.
Mm. And Lewis is like, well, it was nice to have a day where we could all interact without being so busy on deck or the interior. And she's like,
oh, how dare he crack a joke about me not being able to do my job properly. Well, I never. I'm going to get up and walk 2 feet away from the table.
And he goes, because, you know, when Faye's busy, you can't have a nice chit chat.
Well, really, was that comment needed? Because I'll tell you one thing, that comment is like a purple stick of lip. You don't need it. Red only.
So now they're all clearing the plates. Captain Carey, listen, I love you. You're hot. Why the fuck would you give them a catered dinner that they had to clean up themselves? That's not a gift.
This was great, not a I day get to off. Clean.
Yeah, this, no. No, no, no. I return. I return this, was, this gift.
You have to wake up early, then you have to take like three, you have to take a van to go to the Fjord Explorer and go down the waterway and then hike up a mountain and then jump into cold ass water and then go all the way back to have, you know, chilies and then clean it up yourself. That is not a day off.
Yeah, it sucked. So Lewis wants to go to the hot tub, but everyone else is kind of tired. And Faye walks into the stew galley, and it's a mess, of course. There's just dishes everywhere. No one took out the trash. And she's like, people think they're on holiday.
Now, Lewis, before hot tub or anything, the stew pantry is a mess, and I have had enough.
And he's like, well, he tells us, why are you telling me what to do? I'm enjoying my day off. No, Faye.
So he gets to have a day off, but she doesn't. So Lewis is, and so he's like, Faye can't expect us to clear up and wash all the cutlery. So he gets into the hot tub with Seth, and he's like, they think we're doing nothing, but we're trying to help so much. Like, could I have been any more helpful the other day when I kept all four of us on the boat while they did the picnic by themselves? I do so much for them.
So much. I mean, 2 hours we spent deflating something, and I went to bed early. Still not helping. God, we just do so much. Maybe we should make Faye Decky for the day, just so she knows what it's like. Like, I'm sure she'd fucking love that. Folding something for 2 hours and going to bed? She's in.
Yes, she is, and she would do it. So Seth goes, hey, I've got a question for you. This is the first time I'm thinking about it now that I say it. Totally the first time I thought about it. But what if the lead deckhand, what if I were the lead deckhand and I helped you out, you know? And Lewis is like, would you like to be the lead deckhand? And then Seth tells us, to be honest, I don't really care about the lead deckhand role. It's just a stepping stone towards getting to the bosun spot.
But did you notice when Lewis goes, would you like to be? I'll talk to Carey. Seth just flexed his boob muscles and they moved up and down. This guy's such
I did not
a
see
prick.
That.
Oh my God. You know what I mean though, right? When you let go, boop, boop, with your boobs? I mean, I can't do it anymore. Yes. There was a time. But what a prick. So, bedtime. So now Casey is telling Foy the boys left the hot tub clean, and she's trying not to be pissed off, but she's working on the computer, and Lewis is just lurking behind her. She's like,
I smell desperation and incompetence, Lewis. I know you're there. Now listen, Lewis, I do love you, but that stew pantry was left spotless yesterday. I spent all day yesterday cleaning it, and Adjutant Captain got up for coffee and saw the pantry that way. It's like Oriana without a good foundation, a lipstick, and a ponytail. No one needs to see it.
Well, I said we'll do it in the morning. Well, I asked you once, just once, for you guys to chip in, and you couldn't even do it. You all have zero respect for me, and so I'm really, really, really angry right now. And he goes, well, I don't think that's what it is. Well, I just know not to rely on you guys for absolutely anything evermore.
This would work a lot better if you didn't rely on them for like every single meal.
Every
single
episode.
Just to be fair. Just gotta be fair. But to say you guys do absolutely nothing for me.
Just this once I asked you to do something. It's like, well, it's kind of every episode. And I support all the time that she asks them. But like, don't act like you haven't been asking every episode.
Yeah. Well, next week, Casey's doppelganger comes on board. Will anybody recognize her? Dun, dun, dun.
We'll have to wait to find out. Well, thank you everyone for being here. This is a blast. And don't forget to buy your tickets for the Cheetah Brand Tour pre-sale tomorrow, general sale on Friday. And we'll catch you on the next episode, huh?
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors. Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. She's a good hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.